Do you see what we had to work
that's
with?
That's what we deal with every single day.
That's a good thing, though, isn't it?
I agree.
That's better than having some major a-hole.
A great thing. Yeah. No, Anne was...
It's the anti-Michael Bay approach. I think that works.
Sure.
You a-hole.
I work for that man.
Don't be such an a-hole. A-hole? Could be nice, like, a-hole.
When this... when this movie opened, when this movie opened, I don't think anybody in the industry expected that you're going to do the $12.7 million on the Friday and then $33.6 million.
Hey, this is how we roll. Hey. You know what I'm saying?
It's your all about numbers to me.
I don't know who I am right now.
But for you especially, Sandra, that's your best opening weekend ever. I don't know whether you were slightly surprised, whether you were just satisfied.
Or once you make the movie, you got to kind of let go. And opening numbers don't always mean sustainability. I make films that cost this much compared to what other, you know.
The movie did really well the second weekend.
I did?
Yeah.
Awesome.
We
are excited. So you know what? You just, as long as they make their investment back and then you do okay, I'm pleased. But you know, I've never had a movie come out in the summer.
Yeah. It's a good time to go to see a movie.
Yeah.
Well, given that you've often spoken about the very nature of romantic comedies, and they tend to be sort of dismissed by critics, but obviously they do incredibly well with audiences, but there are great romantic comedies, and you've been in quite a few of them, and I don't know whether you feel, in a case like this, where you get a great response from audiences, that you feel in any way defensive, because the critics have been sort of middling. I don't know whether you still feel...
comedy never gets a compliment, and you don't do comedy if you're waiting to get accolades. You do comedy because you love it, the challenge of it, and it's... There's no greater thrill than making somebody laugh.
And a lot of effort goes in to make it look effortless.
Yeah.
And I think because of that, it's underappreciated.
If I really worried, I think if we worried about that, we wouldn't be making them.
No.
This notion, too, that somebody like the poisonous bitch that is Margaret Tate, as she's called in the movie itself, there's kind of been precedents for that. Like Anna Wintour is often cited as an inspiration for, say, Streep's Miranda Priestley. And I don't know whether there were certain people you kind of tapped into, whether a certain...
Myself. I tapped into myself.
Good woman. I thought
everyone has the bitch within. And it's funny that if a woman is a strong businesswoman, she's a poisonous bitch. But if a man is it, he's a...
Yeah, he's ambitious and...
Yeah, and smart business.
Successful.
Or he's Bernie Madoff. Now, that would be a poisonous
bitch. Just a tiny little
double
standard. Yeah, Bernie Madoff's a poisonous bitch. He got 150 years, and I just think he is going to look like shit when he gets out.
He's going to pay. He is going to pay.
Yeah.
But that notion, too, that the world that this movie's set in, this kind of publishing world, isn't that far removed from good old movie world in that, you know, there's a certain hard-nosed...
All worlds.
Hard, well, yeah, but I think anything that sort of deals with a possible huge breakthrough money-wise, that there's always this pressure to pick the right horse, pick the right book, pick the right film. I don't know whether you guys kind of are very kind of content. You've been making films for quite a long time. You've had hits and misses. You've been in for 10 years or more now. So I don't know whether you ever reach a point where it's quite easy or whether it's always a panic, a certain amount of panic going on inside that you just don't know if this is going to work, whether I should say yes to this script or that script. Or
well, some of them, I mean, a lot of movies are concept-driven. If they have a high concept, that's what's driving the audience, or they have a popular title, like the X-Men kind of movies, those things, you know, they come with a fan base. So for me, when you have a movie like The Proposal, which kind of wins solely on the fact that it works, that it's funny, is a bigger win to me than, you know, something that already comes with a built-in fan base or something like that. So,
hey, I only panic when I stop breathing. That's the only time I panic. Like, if my breath doesn't come out and in regularly, I panic. Everything else, I can do nothing about.
I'm trained in CPR, just FYI.
That's why we did the film together.
Yeah.
Hey.